An embassy is the primary diplomatic mission in a foreign country's capital. A consulate is a smaller mission in a major city. Israel on Monday struck an Iranian consulate in Damascus and killed a number of senior leaders of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. An attack on an embassy or consulate is an attack on the country itself. And so the Israel and the United States believe Iran is about to retaliate. I'm doing my best to pronounce that correct. You know, it's Iran, right? Is that? I always like to say Iran. Yeah, that's because I'm a crazy American. But anyway, it's Iran. Military strategists say it was intended by Israel to draw Iran into the conflict. That scenario would probably draw the U.S. in as well. And so it would be beneficial in some ways for Israel to, get things going in a much stronger way. Meanwhile, it's being reported that the U.S. is wavering in support of Israel. Every other article you read is about how President Biden is, not happy with Netanyahu or is pulling back and things like that. And so there's a lot going on the war front. But while we're on the precipice of World War III, a red heifer is getting lots of attention. A red heifer is needed for a special sacrifice after which its ashes were used to ritually cleanse the implements of the Jewish temple. Finding a red heifer that meets certain strict biblical standards, very rare. The Mishnah, which is an authoritative written embodiment of Jewish oral tradition, teaches that only 9 red heifers were sacrificed from the time of the tabernacle worship all the way to the second temple being destroyed in AD 70. So for a long, long time, they're just really difficult to find. There's a Jewish scholar, Maimonides. He believed in about the 12th century that the 10th red heifer, which would be the next one, he believed it would be only found and sacrificed when the Messiah was ready to appear. So there's a lot of hype around this being the 10th red heifer and whether or not that was a prophecy or just something he said. This brief background helps you understand why a spokesman for Hamas cited the red heifers as a major motivation for their attack upon Israel. So we talked about this a little bit before, and you might be thinking, yeah, Gene, with all of these warfare scenarios and everything escalating, why are we talking about this heifer? Well, it's because it helped trigger the attack, the initial attack. We don't put much stock in it, but if you're Hamas, if you're anti-Israel over in that region, when Israel says, hey, we have the red heifer now, what they're saying is, we plan on taking over the Temple Mount and rebuilding our temple. And Hamas and the Arab world understands that, and so they're trying to preempt that. And so the red heifer is a lot more important than Western people and Western journalists realize. Now the Jews have believed that they have found the Kohen who qualifies to lead the red heifer ceremony. Kohen is the Hebrew word for priest. It is specifically used in reference to the descendants of Aaron. The Temple Institute released a photograph on Twitter. It had the caption, "A Kohen fit to perform the red heifer ceremony." And then it said, "The young Kohen in the photo visiting the red heifer candidates in Shiloh is fit to perform the red heifer ceremony. He came into the world via home birth, has never set foot in a hospital or cemetery, and therefore considered by halacha, Jewish law, to be of the highest level of Torah purity, having never contracted impurity imparted by contact with a corpse." And so this gentleman, a young man, he meets all the qualifications of the priest that can sacrifice this beast. Now, these events in and involving Israel, they are exactly what you'd expect from reading the Bible's unfulfilled prophecies. Not just the war and everyone being against Israel and all of that, but specifically the red heifer and the rebuilding of the temple. End times events are going to progress according to God's plan. The 7-year time of great tribulation is going to break out on the earth at some point. You can read about it in chapter 6 through 19 of the Revelation. What you won't read about there or anywhere else in the tribulation is the church. We are significantly absent as God's wrath is poured out upon those who dwell upon the earth. Jesus promised his church, "I will keep you from the hour of trial which shall come upon the whole world to test those who dwell on the earth." He does that. He keeps us entirely out of it by raising deceased church-age saints and then rapturing we who are alive and remain. That return is imminent. The Bible presents it as an any-moment event. Nothing has to happen before the Lord can return. Sometimes people will say, well, in Matthew 24, he said that the gospel had to go out into the whole world and then he would return, but that's not true. That has to do with the tribulation. During the tribulation, the gospel will go throughout the whole world and then Jesus will come back in his second coming, but that does not affect the church in any way. That doesn't have to happen before he comes to rapture the church. And so we need to be ready for the rapture. Are you? Are you ready for it? If not, get ready and stay ready and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.